So switching to another sort of controversial area here, serial testing, when do I do it? Why would I do it? What does the data say right now about the use of serial NGS testing? And we talked about this a little bit before in the overview, but it has the ability to reveal resistance mechanisms or emerging targeted therapy targets. And there's some studies that came out that we'll talk about that show just the presence of and the amount of circulating tumor DNA can be a predictor of progression, maybe in the absence of or before radiologic progression. So here are a couple of examples of what serial testing can do. There are the amount of, or the allelic fraction of circulating tumor DNA for a couple of targets in EGFR, the emergence of an EGFR resistance mutation, and that causing a doctor to switch treatment to a third generation EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitor. And those are kind of the classic examples, but that can be expanded not just in lung cancer, but also in breast cancer, where you have the emergence of one of these PIK3CA mutations that is a known target for alpelisib, the newly approved PIK3CA inhibitor. And the emergence of this mutation came up before, in this study, there was evidence of radiologic progression, and this was a predictor of that progression. So this gets back to the abilities. Some of these tests can actually predict progression before you get the scans back. The case on the right is one from our institution where this doctor over the course of a year ordered 6 different molecular profiles. And this was their own doing. This wasn't encouraged for them to do. And I think after speaking with this physician, they were looking for resistance mutations to come up. This is an EGFR positive patient that was responding quite well to EGFR directed therapy, but then started progressing and they wanted to know why. And they weren't able to see any of the canonical sort of gatekeeper resistance mutations pop up. But what emerged later is amplifications in both EGFR and MET, which have both been associated with acquired resistance to EGFR inhibitors. So now this doctor has a rationale for why their patient quit responding, but more so than that is considering a clinical trial option of a dual inhibitor strategy with an EGFR inhibitor and a MET inhibitor based on the amplification of MET there. So again, serial NGS testing can reveal novel mutations that can change and augment treatment decisions there. A lot of pioneering work has been done in showing that tumors are very dynamic and they change through time and therapy. This is a lot of work that Dr. Charlie Swanton has done in the UK, just showing that the tumors evolve through therapy and over time. As was alluded to earlier, there are a set of truncal mutations that occur in a lot of cancers, but as they metastasize and progress, these branch mutations occur, and that evolution is something that we're trying to figure out how to target. And this is another instance where serial testing, maybe not over time, but through one tumor, can show you differences in mutation landscapes within the same tumor, which just makes this even more complex as you're looking at a tumor evolving and how to target that.